This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello.
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 I have two things to say for the podcast.
Fantastic.
First off, I'd like to apologize for yesterday, because on yesterday's podcast, I listened back to it and I was like, Jesus Christ, David, how cocky can you come across?
Oh, and you said it's absolutely bizarre that someone didn't fancy or something.
Oh, that was a joke, to be fair.
I can't remember what it was.
I only go for people who... And you were like, oh, you've never experienced... what was that thing you said?
Rejection.
Rejection, yeah.
I only go for people who I know are in love with me.
Who I know like me. Oh, what a dickhead thing to say. My bad. Sorry about that.
I kind of know what you mean, though. You're basically saying, like, I'll only go where it's a safe bet.
Yeah, but like I've had dates
because
like,
you don't
want
to be rejected.
But here's what I actually meant, right? So we were talking about a girl before that I actually really did like, okay. And she was just like, "Hey, we should just be friends." And that was like, "Oh, that sucks." Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is, I don't let myself get too attached to someone that they'll let me down.
Because you're afraid of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's
so
not
like,
nice.
I've had dates in the past where they've been like, "Oh yeah, that was a fun date, but let's just be friends," and I'm like, "That's fine." Do you know what I mean? Like that, and I don't really take that as a rejection because I wasn't that into them anyway. I didn't let myself get into
them. Or if it's one date, you can't really
exactly.
Take.
Yeah, you can't be too devastated.
2 hours ago.
Exactly.
You're like, I can't actually let that upset me.
That's fine. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That's why I don't really take it as a rejection. But let's go back to that. I would 100%, of course I know what rejection is like. Of course. I only really go for people who I'm like, I think they actually like me.
Yeah, because you're afraid.
Yeah, exactly. Second thing I want to say on the
unusual.
Podcast.
Okay.
3 days off the vape.
Wow.
3 days.
Fuck, Dave, that's amazing.
I haven't touched it. Isn't that fucking
and,
cool?
And, like, has it been hard?
It has been hard, like, sitting at home because at home, like, on my specific spot on the couch, that's where my brain knows this is where you vape.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, but it's the same with cigarettes.
Like, it's a bit like going off your phone as well. Like,
yeah.
It's like, this is where I sit and chill on my phone.
There's a coffee shop in Drogheda called Esquires. I don't know if it's still there, but I couldn't go into there when I gave up smoking because that's where I used to smoke. Mm. They used to have a smoking area.
Right.
So
the trigger point.
Exactly.
It,
I couldn't. I went on holidays to Marbella. Marbella is where I started smoking. I went on holidays with my girlfriend a couple of years ago to Marbella and I was like, I really, really want a cigarette. And I've not
never
wanted,
wanted
I never want a cigarette.
That's mad.
So it's just, I'm just like very, my brain is weird, like whenever, wherever I am. So it's hard to get through that, but I have the nicotine patch on.
I was just about to ask you, how the nicotine patch is obviously working. You've inspired me because I vape too and you've been off the vape and you were telling us yesterday that you were doing well and you didn't have a huge amount of faith in you. Not going to lie.
I didn't have faith in me.
Hey, he's hooked on that thing.
Still don't.
That's fair. But you know
I
why?
I was in the chemist yesterday and I looked at nicotine patches. They're expensive.
They're fucking
are
expensive,
they?
Aren't
That's
they?
Annoying.
€30.
Yeah.
I was like,
for like 20 strips or something.
I was like, I kind of wasn't expecting that because I was going to pick them up being like, I'm going to chance that now and see, like, they're obviously doing something for Dave. He's not having the cravings.
Have I seen that they do like inhalers and stuff? And
yeah, they're rotten.
And gum.
Yeah, I haven't tried the gum, like, but the inhalers are disgusting.
How long does an average patch last?
This one's 24 hours, but
so I had mine on. 30 days out of €30.
I had mine on for like 36 hours and I was fine. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was absolutely grand. The only thing is, like,
in the scheme of things, it's only €1 a patch. And if you think about how much you're spending on, say, cigarettes or vapes,
yeah,
it's very true.
You don't spend much on cigarettes or on vapes. That's the problem.
How much would you spend? Would I would spend like I'd on spend, your juice and all that.
Yeah, £30 maybe every 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, I'd probably spend like less, like one little juice would probably do me 4 to 5 days.
Mm.
Maybe like, so you're talking like €6 or €7 a week. Compared to cigarettes are like €17
so
a pop.
It's probably
now.
Nearly the same.
If you smoke 20 cigarettes a day,
for a month.
You're spending over €17 a day on cigarettes.
That's
which is
insane.
Crazy.
When I started smoking, they were 8, 10.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was insane.
I remember my
They'll
parents
start
had a jar.
A lashing tax on the vapes.
Yeah.
Oh, they will eventually.
I bet you they will.
In the UK, they're banning them, I think.
Yeah.
No, you're getting confused with the disposables.
They're banning the disposables.
These will stay. It's the single use for plastic. And they're the ones with the real flavours, like people getting watermelons as kids. And
don't do
little,
them, kids. Don't do them.
No, don't. It's not good crack. Mine and yours too, Dave. You vaped to get off smokes and it worked.
Yeah, but you see, I don't have the flavoured ones. Like, I haven't smoked a disposable one all year. Like, I bought one once this year and that was because my vape ran out and I freaked out. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But I haven't bought one apart from that because they're so bad for you. They're awful for you.
Yeah.
So I just have the actual big,
refillable vape. Yeah.
Well, I'd say they are harder to get off than
they
cigarettes
are.
Because you can just do, as you say, sit
wherever
on the couch.
Wherever you want. Yeah, yeah.
Whereas at least cigarettes, you probably have to go outside.
Exactly. It's kind of more of a big deal. You stink. I mean, obviously, everyone can speak for themselves on this. From my experience vaping, I don't get a big nasty cough. I don't. Like when I was a smoker in the wintertime, I used to have an awful chest and stuff. Like I don't get a chesty issue with vapes. Touch wood, it could be destroying me on the inside. Who knows?
Yeah, that's going on.
But that's the thing. So
really
my tip would be to tell everyone. Because if you tell everyone,
yeah, they're going to call you accountable.
Do you know what I mean? I was like, I really want this to work. So I text my mom and I told her. I was like, I'm off the vape 2 days. And she was like, fuck me, well done. That's unbelievable. And she was like, my mom has this habit where she bites the inside of her mouth, right? And so she's trying to stop that. She was like, okay, we're going to both stop doing the thing that's bad for us. She was like, and a euro for every day, whoever breaks first sends that amount of euro to the other.
That's really good.
Yeah, so that's nice
as well, because that, like, 2 days doesn't sound a lot, but to be so
on your mind all the time,
like, supportive of it, is great.
Right, yeah, we'll check in again tomorrow.
Yeah,
all
do.
Right. Good luck with it, Dave.
Thanks.
I'm off to buy Nicorette patches.
Let's go.
It's 2 minutes after seven this Tuesday, the 5th of March. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling here at Spin. What's happening?
What's going on? Good morning. What are we, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad.
Could give you a Wednesday today, do you know?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking.
Yeah.
I did wake up this morning going, oh, right, just Tuesday.
Yeah.
I did see the first sign of brightness this morning on my walk to work.
Did
which
you?
Was actually so nice.
I just spotted it there. There was a hint of sunrise.
Yeah, there was. Now, doesn't the hour change and then it goes away again?
Yeah,
but at least for a couple of weeks.
We get it for 1 week.
Yeah,
I noticed last night at 6 p.m. and I was like, sorry, I can still see my back garden.
That's nice.
It's very nice.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I'd like you to both just write something down on a piece of paper and keep it for an inevitability that is probably around the corner. You've all been aware of my coat hanger saga in my house.
Oh dear, right. We have.
So basically, I live with a gal called Emer and a guy called Brian, and Emer and I love clothes a lot and we have lots of coats, and we got a coat hanger to try and alleviate, rubbish from the room, our bedrooms, and it lasted all of 3 weeks before it kind of tumbled over and was basically being kept up by leaning against the wall. Not ideal.
No.
So that one, it was time to say goodbye. It was too heavy, essentially. We got a new one, and I'd say it was erected all of 4 minutes. Once the coats were on, it snapped.
Okay.
Game over. Okay.
How heavy are your coats?
Please don't tell me you bought another one.
We gave up, but the issue was the end of the stairs where the coats were now being thrown made it kind of impossible to get up the stairs without tripping, and made the downstairs bathroom kind of redundant.
I actually had the pleasure of seeing where Emma keeps her coats a few weeks ago when we went for a walk. And when you open the downstairs bathroom, you're not just opening a door, you're opening then about 2 feet deep of coats that are on the back of the door.
Exactly. It's been a problem.
It was hilarious.
We're minus the bathroom, there's essentially
almost a coat on your lap when you're sitting on the loo.
It's like Narnia. So round three, new rules are in place for the coat rack that has arrived in our house.
Oh, you got a new one.
None of the big heavy ones, only the light little wintry ones. As in, the big super dry one I have today is not welcome on the coat rack.
Who's building it this time?
It's done. Brian did it.
Okay. He did the last one, though.
Yeah.
And the one before that.
No, he wasn't around back then. That was me and Emer's terrible job. So I'll tell you what,
I'm anxious for you, so I'm going to come over later on just to make sure.
Just have a look over it. Everyone write down how long you think from today the coat rack is going to last, please, before it breaks again.
Oh,
and I don't want to see what you've written. Callum, I want you in on this as well because you saw it in the flesh.
Okay.
Cool. Are we done?
Yeah.
Great.
I'm going to need an update on this very soon.
Okay.
Like in the next 30 seconds.
And with Emma, Dave and Aisling, it's 7:05 morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Ew.
I am absolutely obsessed with this couple on TikTok. I first came across them a couple of weeks ago when one of my mates put them on their Instagram story and they were like, this is my Roman Empire. They are so obsessed with this couple. And I was like, what's going on? So I went onto their page and I instantly got obsessed. You may not know them now, but believe me, they're going to be all over your FYP in no time. For what reason, I'm not sure, but they make me so incredibly happy and uncomfortable all at the same time.
Okay.
I love it so much. Basically, the couple are from Atlanta. They love doing fit checks wherever they go. If you don't know what a fit check is, it's when you kind of film yourself with whatever outfit you have on for that day, and you kind of like go through the outfit. You know what I mean? Like, the jeans are from this place, the coat's from there,
like
whatever.
OOTD.
Yeah, outfit of the day, exactly. So the videos always start off the exact same way. The wife says, we're going to this place. And then the husband will usually come in and talk about what the wife is wearing, almost as her, like, hype man, right?
Okay.
It's an interesting dynamic. It's cute and it's weird and it's, like, really cringe. But this is why I need you all to know about it, right? You may be thinking, why is this so viral? it's just a couple hyping each other up before they go out. And you'd be right to a degree. But he has a nickname for her.
Okay.
And he uses it in every single video. And I don't know if you remember a couple of weeks ago on the show, we did nicknames for your significant other. And we had names that were cringe, like Babe and Cutie and Baby. Mm-hmm. And all an awful lot of them. All cringe. Well, his nickname for her trumps everything. And I actually don't know if you're ready for it, but here it goes. A typical TikTok from Jet and Campbell Puckett's account goes like this.
Outfit of the night.
We're going to the wedding of some of our great friends, and Black Tie Pookie is looking particularly beautiful tonight. Wow, babe, you are grace, you are class.
Oh my God.
So, Pinky.
You may be thinking, did I hear that right? That is that his nickname for? The answer is not Pinky. It's Pookie. Oh. And he uses it in every single TikTok.
We're headed to Love Shack Fancy tonight.
And Fairy Princess Pookie is looking magical.
Oh my God, no sweat.
Oh, so he has like an adjective before every time.
Every single TikTok.
About to head to lunch at Gramercy Tavern, then going to some fashion shows today. And Pookie is in peak princess mode. Wow, babe. Ew. The lavender, the sparkles, it is popping.
You should see Emma and Ashling's face every time he says Pookie. They just close their eyes and they wince. So they're like, ugh.
But every time he kind of goes into princess fairy tale land, I'm like, that's so weird as well.
I think I'm going to get a slipped disc by how I like jolt.
It's gotten to the point, right, where celebs on the red carpet are describing themselves in the same way when they're asked what they're wearing. Have a listen.
It's giving. It's giving. Pookie looks fire.
No, that is Reese Witherspoon.
Stop.
On the red carpet for something. We're like, it's giving Pookie, it loves fire.
She's quite like TikTok-y.
She is, she
makes TikToks
she's down with it, yeah.
That's gas.
So if you'd like a few more examples, I've done a Pookie Megamix. Enjoy.
No. Taking Pookie to a new spot tonight with three other couples, and Pookie looks absolutely amazing. Good Lord, babe, I love the old black. I gotta say, Pookie looks absolutely fire tonight. Pookie is looking particularly amazing tonight.
Pookie is wearing a quintessential Pookie outfit today.
The outfit is fire, Pookie.
Thank you.
Oh, a quintessential Pookie outfit.
Oh my God.
So if your other half does not call you a when you go out, a quintessential Pookie outfit, he doesn't love you.
What would be a quintessential Emma outfit?
A quintessential Emma outfit would be, you got the jeans, I'd say an oversized jacket, and sometimes maybe a hat. You had a hat on yesterday. Yeah. I was kind of vibing with it.
True. Yeah.
It was quintessential Pookie. Oh.
I don't want to know what he'll say about the quintessential
Ashling outfit.
Ashling's Beyonce hoodie and the blue jeans.
That's Dave's favourite outfit that I wear.
The white sleeves.
Probably my worst outfit.
That is so quintessential Pookie.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning.
Morning. I went to a gig at the Olympia last night with my friend. We went to see a singer called Renee Rapp. If you don't know who she is, she kind of first became famous like in 2019 because she played Regina George on Broadway in Mean Girls the musical.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then this year when the Mean Girls musical movie came out, the remake, she was Regina George in that. So if you saw that, she's the Regina character.
I didn't see that, but I'm actually really happy I didn't because I heard terrible things.
It wasn't very good, was it, Emma? You didn't really like it either.
It was terrible, no. But I actually think the character of Regina was brilliant. I'm not just saying that because we're talking about Renee Rapp now. I do think that she did a really good job.
She stood out for you, like.
She kind of stole the show, and like she's pretty iconic and she's got a very, very kind of cult fan base at the moment. So this gig at the Olympia had been sold out for months, and when I say the crowd went wild.
Really?
Like, oh my God, the girlos were absolutely losing their lives. It was so cute. Like, it was probably one of the loudest gigs I've ever been to. Like, people were screaming
when
she came out. Yeah, so she released this like pop album last year, which has nothing to do with like the musical stuff. And it's actually so, so good. I would encourage you to listen to it. She's kind of like a bold Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's a good way of describing
it. She's 24, so she's a little bit older than Olivia, I think. Maybe like 2 years, 2 or 3 years. And she's just like a bit like a sassy version of Olivia. She kind of went famous on TikTok in the last few months for the interviews she did promoting Mean Girls. And in one, she goes to town on this tour bus driver who was rude to her and her mom and her friend. And people were wearing t-shirts that had this rant like written on the back of it. She's kind of scary.
This man who owns a bus touring company, his name is Buddy, and he is such an And he was so disrespectful to my friends Priscilla and Bella, who I work with, and to my mother. If you're watching this, I can't stand you, and I hope your business burns. You are so disrespectful and so misogynistic. I hate you.
I love her.
Yeah, she's mad.
Okay.
This is like in the like promo for the movie where everyone's just like, we had a great time on set, and then she's just like going mad.
Going mad. I love that so much.
Buddy, like everyone had signs about Buddy.
It was so funny. You.
Yeah, so funny. Wow. Another scary thing about Renee Rapp is she's ageist. And she admits it.
She's so funny. And I'm very ageist, but like...
You're ageist?
I am actually.
You don't like older people?
Are you supposed to say that?
What?
No.
No. Okay, you are ageist.
Okay, now she's starting to lose me now a little bit.
In terms of all the things you could be ist, ageist is probably best. Do you know what I mean? It's probably the best ist you can be.
Of a bad bunch. Yeah. But she's not ageist towards like 70 and 80 year olds. No.
I don't know. I just was always like the young one in situations.
Right.
Like millennial women were always like coming for me.
Right.
Yeah, okay. And I was like, shut up.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You're going to get older one day.
I fear.
Okay. Yes. I fear.
So she's actually like ageist towards
millennials.
Us.
Yeah, she hates
people
us.
Like us. So brilliant. I am living on the cusp of Gen Z and millennial, all right? And so is the friend that I went to this gig with. And we knew we had kind of good seats where we potentially could be seen. And when I say we were up the walls about what we were going to wear to this gig, because we were terrified she was going to heckle us for doing a French tuck or wearing skinny
jeans. Look at these boomers up top.
Honestly, right?
Or having, not that you do, but having a side fringe or something.
Yeah, exactly. So I get a text at 5:30 from the friend, like the gig starts at 9:00. Hey, do you look cool?
Oh my God.
I was literally like, mate, I've never looked cool in my life. So now I'm through the roof. She goes, I've just done a line of white liquid eyeliner above my eyelid. She's like, I've never worn this before. I look like the lady from the Hunger Games who runs the games. We were so stressed.
There is nothing worse than a millennial trying to look Gen Z. Like, that's so cringe.
And that was also my big fear. Turns out, this gal comes up on stage. She's wearing a pair of bloody culotte flare jeans, like three-quarter length jeans, a big pair of like industrial black boots and a giant white t-shirt. She's giving like very Billie Eilish vibes. Yeah. I was so overdressed. She didn't give a what she was wearing.
Tell us now top to toe what you wore last night.
Oh, I wear like my Docs because I washed all my shoes in the wash, so they were all dirty.
The Docs trying too hard. I think sneakers would have been more Gen Z.
You hate Docs. And I wore a pair of black jeans and I wore a bloody shirt.
Wow.
A shirt?
Yeah.
Cool.
My friend was like, what are you wearing? I was like, a shirt, trousers and Docs. And she was like, I just laughed. I was like, oh, damn. So now Regina George wore three-quarter length flares and black boots.
So I wore
three-quarter length flares and black boots.
And it wasn't even Wednesday.
It wasn't even it was
on
Wednesday.
On a Monday, yeah, you wear flares.
Honestly,
PTs.
Renee Rapp, she's going to be big. She's absolutely class.
Very good.
And she wasn't mean to me. But she did call out these two girls randomly, being like, oh my God, did you guys just say you hate gay people? She was like, you're such homophobes, but it was just a joke. And she picked on them all night, calling them the two homophobes. And the two little girls were about 16. And they were like,
it's like the Millie Bobby Brown thing. We just decided this rumor was just spread for no reason.
It was so funny.
Here's Dave McRae. This is Greedy here at Spin. Good morning.
You get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This is a video of sorts that I've never seen the likes of before. Often we see those amazing Discover Ireland videos where a lot of money and a lot of effort and a lot of time has been put into showing off our little island.
Yep.
Making it look amazing and trying to get some tourists to come and spend their money here.
I like the Visit Armagh ones.
I was going to say the Northern Ireland ones are very good as well because they have Liam Neeson on
them. They also have, on the radio ones, they have your one from Derry Girls who plays the really rich character or whatever. But she's like, visit Armagh. And I'm like, I will.
Okay.
Well, what I've never seen is a big promotional video asking people not to come somewhere.
Oh,
okay? It sounds amazing.
Yeah, yeah. This is the opposite.
It's like when you're having a birthday party and then you realise, I actually don't want these people coming there anymore.
It's actually going to be crap, lads. Yeah.
That's just going to be terrible. Don't come.
So this is essentially for spring breakers in America.
Oh, that wow.
Tend to flock to loads of places, including Miami. Now, what is spring break? In case you don't know, it's essentially a week off studying in March. Some use it to like recharge and chill out. Many use it to travel and to party really hard.
Yes.
Okay. Go somewhere and sunny.
I guess some American students will consider it one of the big highlights of being a college student in America. Things get a bit wild and crazy.
Yeah, they go all over the place, don't they? They go to Miami, they go to Mexico, they mm-hmm. go...
It's one of the things that I'm kind of jealous that we don't have. It looks so
we kind of have a rag week, but like...
Yeah, but it's not really the same, not like going to the beach with all your friends.
Exactly.
So cool.
But last year, things did get pretty out of hand. Bad stuff kind of happened in Miami. So anyway, ahead of the break this year, authorities have not only released this breakup video, but have implemented so many measures to make it more or less really difficult for you to hang out in Miami
week.
Okay. But they've essentially told students not to travel there. And as I said, implementing those measures. And what's interesting about the video is it's all these like really gorgeous people breaking up with spring breakers. Have a listen.
Hey, we need to talk.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us, it's you.
I love that.
Very good.
So our website says...
I'm going to say that my next breakup. It's not me, it's you.
Expect curfews, security searches and bag checks at beaches. Early beach entrance closures. Loads of checkpoints, DUI checkpoints. Bumper-to-bumper traffic, road closures and arrests for drug possession and violence.
This is not very Miami. Like, that's not what I think of when I think of Miami.
There'll be police everywhere.
We're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back. This isn't safe, so we're done.
Wow.
Wow, it's very finger-waggy, isn't it?
It is.
It's very finger-waggy.
I feel like I'm in trouble.
Yeah, so do I.
I think you have to be careful as well because you're talking to kind of a very young group.
Yeah.
And you don't want to put them off forever either. And they kind of say that at the end, almost like, but when you grow up and you don't want to be acting the maggot, would you kind of...
Oh, my God.
So they kind of end with this.
Maybe we can talk when you're done with your spring break phase, but until then...
Wow.
Don't bother kind of a thing.
I hate this.
Some of the reaction
online... I hate this.
People saying, do you know how fed up a city has to be to roll out a campaign to try and stop tourists from visiting?
That's mad.
They said enough. Listen... We could all do it making a few bob, and Ireland could do it making a few bob, right?
Always.
The more the merrier. The more tourists, the better. So I think instead of breaking up with them, we should be kind of offering them different methods of enticing them to come here for their week off.
Have
instead.
Spring break here.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I know we're no Miami, but we are... Dublin.
Malahide.
Yeah, we're in Dublin.
Dublin. So with that in mind, you guys and myself, we have 5 or 6 minutes or so to come up with some method of enticing these students here instead, let's get on this.
Okay,
right now.
We want spring breakers in Dublin.
Yes, we do.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I was just telling you a story. It's something I've never seen before. A promotional video to try and put people off visiting Miami. Now, the people that are being targeted in this video are spring breakers. I'm sure you've heard of spring break in movies. Just in case you don't know, it's just a break from basically college in March, and students in the States tend to go a bit mad that way.
Which is mad because college in the States seems mad anyway. Like, what do you need a break from?
Yeah.
You're taking a break from partying by partying.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of heavy partying, I think, happens around that week. And they tend to go to the beach, flock to the beachside areas, Miami being one of them.
Yeah.
Things got pretty out of hand there last year, and they've released this video, which is gas because it's like a breakup video. They're breaking up with students for this week, saying, don't come. And, you know, like, even a parking charge for no matter how long you park in Miami that week could be £100 flat.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, this breakup video. Here's just a quick clip of it.
We're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back. This isn't safe, so we're done.
It's kind of mean as well because, like, for the people who did cause havoc last year,
they're probably
a whole
finished.
New group of kids that like, want to just go and have fun.
They might be left college now or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know, it's kind of sad.
Anyway, we were saying that, do you know what, Miami, if you don't want them, we could do with a bit of tourism around here.
I'd also love to have a spring break. I think that'd be deadly.
I know. It'd be really good fun. So with that in mind, we were coming up with kind of methods of enticing these students to come and party here. I mean, it might not be Miami, but we have the 40 foot.
We do.
So I was thinking we could, you know the way on dating apps you can be in travel mode. right? Mm-hmm. So we could sponsor a particular profile to be massive around these big collegey parts.
Very
right?
good.
Ones within some kind of close proximity to Miami, if they were thinking about going there. Because I saw the reaction online yesterday. They were all like, oh, damn, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Right? So a big sponsored post for the 40 foot. Who needs the gorgeous beaches in Miami when you have that?
Lovely. Okay?
The main image on this Hinge profile will be Sam Smith swimming here as lead photo.
I mean, perfect.
Everyone loves Sam Smith, and Sam Smith had a ball when they were here.
Interesting, you went for Sam Smith and not Harry Styles.
Harry Styles was Vico.
Oh, was he?
Get it right.
Oh, sorry.
Relationship preferences on this profile, well, open to long or short-term relationships, just wide pool for the students.
As long whatever as they're you into. Want. Huh.
But only the brave will stick around regularly. Or a fling or a one Saturday morning stand, whatever suits them,
yep.
Just come here. Some of the prompts, these are unique to Hinge. They have these Hinge prompts you have to answer in order to make a profile. So the way to win me over is to jump right into me.
Ah, very nice.
Very nice.
First round is on me if you last longer than a minute with your shoulders under. And my most irrational fear is that Harry Styles will show up here instead of Vico next time and I won't be looking my best. You know?
Yeah.
I think I'd be intrigued if I saw that.
Yeah,
to be
100%.
Looking at flights.
It's clever marketing.
Thank you.
I've done like a radio type ad
for
these college students coming over, and I think that they would A, not know where I'm talking about, but B, want to find out.
Okay.
Good.
Ratminds Rager. Get your photos taken in Kodiak with a Kodiak. We will also play Pitbull. Look fresh and clean by shopping in the Swan. Mm. Have a hot encounter in Cowper. Missing your mother? Go to Mother Riley's. Looking for a hot bird? Go to Blackbird. Spring Break 2024 Rathmines. The best part about Rathmines? It's only 10 minutes from Ranelagh.
Very good. I've gone for a TV ad, and you know the way the Americans love a bit of Paddy Whackery.
Oh, yeah.
The real cheesy Irish stuff. So I've gone full Paddy Whackery on this. The only frame, it's a cheap ad, is a picture of Molly Malone, but her mouth is moving.
Oh, very good.
And I'm doing the voiceover, all right? In Dublin's fair city, the girls are so pretty. The lads look like mescal, we make lovely scones. Forget your Miami, come hug an Irish mammy. Bread, butter and tatoes, come poga home.
Ah, here, there you go.
Beautiful. Listen, I'm on my way.
Get on it. Discover Ireland.
Get ready for the onslaught.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, wake up.
Rise and shine.
Hey, good morning. 4 minutes after eight this Tuesday. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling here at Spin.
Good morning.
Morning.
I worry a lot of the time that I'm just so chronically online that I get all of these niche and bizarre memes that no one else really understands at all. But a couple of days ago, I did bring to you on the show the Willy Wonka event in Glasgow,
mm-hmm.
right? And this whole famous event that went on, and it was the talk of Twitter for the last week and a half.
But I heard it first from you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
then it did go crazy.
It was insane, right? And basically, if you don't know what happened, an event was put on for Willy Wonka, like a chocolate factory type thing, and it was maybe a tenner budget. Like, they had actors who hadn't a clue what they were doing, they had AI scripts, they had little banners around the place that was supposed to be like chocolate factories, but it was a literal picture of a chocolate factory.
Yeah, terrible.
It was awful. It was the worst thing ever. However, there is a meme going around at the moment of an Oompa Loompa in this kind of like chocolate, what's supposed to be a chocolate lab, and she just looks miserable.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely miserable. She's an actor and she's from Dublin.
No way.
Yeah. How bizarre is that?
The Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, I saw on TikTok the other day, Joe.ie were interviewing her, and she was like, yeah, I was meant to come to this place for rehearsal, and then they were like, oh, just go do it. just go do it. And they were like, she was like, what's the costume? And they're like, ah, here's stripes. There you go.
Really?
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
In you go there now, and just no script, no nothing, just come up with it on your own, or here's an AI version of what you're supposed to do.
Do you have her name?
I did have her name, and then I completely lost it.
Does she listen to Spin?
I think
she's over in Glasgow.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go. If anyone knows the Oompa Loompa from the Willy Wonka,
Dave
please.
Dave fancies her.
I don't fancy her. I just want to talk to her. I just want to talk. I have so many questions.
Between the Willy Wonka experience and the conspiracy theories about poor old Kate Middleton, it was a wild week on Twitter.
It really was. It was a good week to be chronically online, I think.
And for people who don't realise, Kate has finally been pictured, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yes, she has in the car. Has,
yeah. And now the conspiracy theories are, that's blurry. It's definitely Pippa. That's not even Kate. Stick around. We're playing the golden ticket next.
Yeah. Emma, Dave and Aisling's.
Okay, I got that.
Golden ticket.
This is the time of the show where we try and give you an amazing prize for playing our game, the golden ticket. All right, the prize at the moment, it remains. Yep, it's still there. People are finding this game difficult.
They are indeed. I really, really, really feel like this is the week we're going to do it. And I don't know why. Maybe it's because we're in a new month.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's time.
I've missed the buzz of a winner on this. And
it's been a while.
It's been too long.
I really want a winner.
I'd love it, like a winner that comes naturally. I don't want to be like, all right, it's a must be one. You know, I want it to be like five songs, they get it in 25 seconds. Yeah. And, oh my God, we all freak out.
The buzz.
Yeah, unbelievable. This is a holiday to Corfu that could be yours, all but thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company, heading off for 7 nights, staying at the Royal Grand Hotel. And Darren's on to give it a go this morning. What are you up to this morning, Darren?
I'll be ready to walk, yeah.
What do you do, Darren?
I'm in construction.
All right, what are you building currently?
Apartments.
Oh yes.
Very nice.
We need them.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be nice.
Less offices, yeah. More apartments.
Yeah, if it was a hotel, we would have had to hang up on you, Darren.
Very true. Very true. Where are you building the apartments, Darren?
CUS.
Very
can
nice.
Can we have one?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Is there one going?
There's a few going already.
All right. All right. Darren, do you guys eat from the deli every day and still remain really fit? Or is that just a builder's theory?
No, Dave. So some people, you have to bring in your own lunch these days.
Okay, well, what do you have in with you today?
And all that.
Yeah, it's expensive.
What? For a roll, eight quid now these days.
I know, it's gone mad.
Eight quid, did you say? For a roll?
Yeah.
Where are you getting your rolls?
I'd say by the time you get like your drink and your crisps and your roll.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fair enough. But for a roll, single
them all.
Can't be just having a roll.
What are you bringing in with you this morning anyway? What do you have?
I have a bit of porridge.
Cool.
Nice. Sensible, Darren.
Yeah. All right, well, Darren, let's see if we can get you a breakaway. Have you anything booked for this year ahead?
Not just yet.
Well, let's see if we can get you to Corfu. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yeah.
Amazing. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win that ultimate break in Corfu. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different one. All you got to do is shout the word swap and we'll swap it out for a brand new tune. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final one. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. That all make sense, Darren?
Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Donegal.
Darren from Donegal. I love that little bit of, you know,
alliteration.
Little bit of alliteration.
Nice.
Darren from Donegal. 25 seconds is on the clock. The best of luck. Song one, playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
You're my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do.
No.
You have your swap, Darren.
I'll swap that.
Let's swap it. All right, it was Lil Boo Thing, but Paul Russell.
Paul Russell sounds like one of the lads that could be on the side this morning.
It does.
I know. All right, we're swapping it out.
Did you know producer Callum was shaking his head when you said Boo Thang? He wasn't going to give you a Lil Boo Thang. No, he wasn't. He wasn't going to give you.
I will say, I think he hesitated and then he went.
Fair enough.
No, I should have given it.
You should have given
it. But you didn't get the answer.
Come on.
Didn't have
right,
the
we're going
he wasn't
for
a... gonna take Benson Boo.
We're going to go for a brand new song one, Darren. No swaps remaining. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
We used to be giants.
Picture this, Giants?
No, it is Giants. Not picture this, though.
Just say the word.
Another Irish artist.
You know I never forget.
He's from Rathcoole. You know him.
The hope and the hurt.
He's always coming out of the Three Arena.
Oh,
Darren.
Darren, you're going to kick yourself in 3, 2, 1.
Listen. Don't be calling yourself useless.
You're not useless, Darren.
You're pretty useless. You haven't gotten past song one.
Darren,
it was Dermot Kennedy.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. That's a sickler, Darren, isn't it?
That is a sickler.
I'm absolutely devastated.
Oh, sorry, man.
But Darren, look, at least you don't have to buy your lunch today.
Yeah, enjoy your porridge. Enjoy your porridge. You've got porridge.
And you never know, you could come back on and try again and take this holiday away from us because it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. All right, I hope you had fun, Darren, did you?
Yeah, it was all right, yeah.
It was all right, good.
In fairness, like, you can't expect much more.
That's fair.
That, so Darren, we'll take it.
Thank you for playing, thank you for listening, and have a great day.
Right,
bye, Darren.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was sad. Dear.
Poor old Darren.
I do feel bad for Darren. But, to be honest, I really think that song was quite easy.
Dear, oh dear, it was.
Do you know what I mean?
So it was a fair song.
If you think you're the kind of person who knows a Dermot Kennedy tune and could differentiate it from a Benson Boone tune, then please come on and play tomorrow because we'd love to give this to you this holiday to Corfu. 7 nights, Royal Grand Hotel. We want to send you there.
It's time to start getting the music stands on this game.
Golden in a WhatsApp to register now. 087-711-1038.
Recharged.
Been with Emma David Ashling. What a tune.
What a tune. Is that the one with AJ Tracy live and direct?
Yes.
Oh, it's so good.
That's done on the beat.
That's what made that song.
It really was, wasn't it?
Michaela's here after 10 o'clock this morning. If you want to go Kings of Leon this morning, she'll give you the opportunity to win your tickets. What's wrong, producer Colm?
It's Ladbroke Grove, it wasn't.
Yeah, I was going to say it was Ladbroke Grove.
You're working on Spit Get Out.
Yeah.
Leave.
Michaela Hayes live and direct from 10.
That was good.
That was really good there, Dave.
Shut up.
Moving on. This morning on 087-711-1038, we would love to know, what was the most unhinged thing you did during lockdown?
Oh, okay. Wow.
I think it's long enough ago now that we can start reflecting on the wacky stuff we did to keep ourselves entertained.
It still gives me the ick in a way, but as in, I know what you mean. It still makes me think, no, they're not announcing closures later, are they?
Oh, I know.
You're giving me fear.
And we're not going to get into the C word at all. It's more just like lockdown. How did you entertain yourself wherever you were? Maybe you were at home, maybe you were stuck in Dublin in a house that was normally full of housemates and you were by yourself.
Isn't it so funny how you just have to say the word lockdown and everyone just kind of everyone goes, oh God!
I
feel like disgusting now. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel rotten after you said it. It's like a curse word.
Whoa, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you in that way.
Funny though, because I think because we just hit an anniversary of when it all kicked off, it's kind of people are chatting about it again.
Exactly.
My dad and I had a good on chat about it in the pub over the weekend. Do you know? So it is that kind
and
of
you just go
hindsight.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah, it's the same for everybody. So 087-711-1038. Most unhinged thing you did during lockdown. I was reminded of mine yesterday because I was on my laptop flicking around and then I saw that I had the Sims game downloaded.
Oh,
and I was
like, nice.
God, I didn't know I had Sims. And then I went, bing! I do know I had Sims. So I downloaded Sims in the very early weeks of lockdown for one reason alone. And this is the saddest thing ever. Mm-hmm. So, do you remember Swingate in 2019?
Oh, yes.
If you're not familiar, it was when the TD Maria Bailey under fire for suing the Dean Hotel after she fell off the swing. And
Sophie's Restaurant, wasn't it?
After that, she ran a race and stuff and she was claiming that she was very badly injured. And it kind of came out and she got in really big trouble. But people found Swingate kind of humorous.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I downloaded The Sims for the sole reason of making a Maria Bailey sim and putting her on a swing.
Ashling, that's so standard you.
Just for my Instagram story, I was like, this will be hilarious.
That's peak lockdown.
It is peak lockdown.
Oh my
boredom.
God.
So I downloaded The Sims right after work one afternoon, spent hours making this stunning Maria Bailey lookalike sim, built her a gaff, got to the garden. No bloody swing in the shop.
Are you serious?
You couldn't buy a swing. I closed the laptop and I haven't opened Sims since. That was the most unhinged thing I did during lockdown. Please tell me yours. 087-711-1038. We'd love your voice notes in on this on WhatsApp. Just go hard.
I can't. There's the amount coming to my head, the unhinged stuff I did.
We were locked up and we had a lot of time to kill, didn't we?
Yeah. What is the most unhinged thing you did during lockdown? We all took on weird and wacky hobbies. I put a tattoo on my arm, one of those stick-on tattoos, just with water.
Just for the crack?
Just made a sleeve full of tattoos. Oh. We just did some weird stuff during lockdown.
If it was a sleeve, it was time-consuming. Otherwise, I was like, that didn't pass much time. Though.
Yeah. So it wasn't
not great.
All the 5 minutes entertainment.
087-711-1038. Get in touch and tell us the most unhinged thing you got up to. Here's John.
Well, a barbecue on a basketball hoop. We basically had barbecue, breakfast, lunch and dinner every day for 6 weeks. And me and my son done these ultimate impossible trick shots with the basketball, helped record it, made a couple of TikToks out of it, and yeah, had loads of fun. And
wait now, John, you're not the guy who went viral on TikTok when you threw the basketball from one side of the house and it went over the house and landed in the hoop on the other side of the house.
That might be Dude Perfect.
No, I think it was in Dublin.
Oh, right, really?
Everyone was sharing it, no?
That's I don't know it.
That'd be cool if that was you guys. Anyway, cool, barbecue all day, every day.
Like that, though. That's a nice way of spending lockdown, doing little trick shots and basketballs and barbecue. That sounds ideal.
Yeah.
I think the only thing I did during lockdown was like, oh, do you know what it was? It was my birthday. And my girlfriend at the time got me Jenga because I was like, oh, let's just do something. Like,
yeah, we need a game.
We need something to. She got me Jenga. So I decided that I wanted to complete Jenga. It can be done. People don't think you can complete Jenga. You can. There are certain times where you literally cannot make any more moves. The tower was 3 times the size of what the tower is supposed to be.
Wow.
And that's what I did. I spent weeks at this. And I was like, every day it would crash and fall.
Did you just play by yourself?
Yeah. It was great.
Jenga.
I'm really good at games when I play by myself. Like, you should see me play me in chess. I win every time.
Betty, standing by. Betty, what's the most unhinged thing you got up to during that time?
2 coding courses I bought online and I never even opened. That time I thought it's useful. I might use it in the future, but yep. I never even opened. They're still in my account.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, you bought 2 coding courses.
Yeah.
Why 2? Why not just do the one? You ended up not doing 2 of them.
Because it was on offer.
It was a 2-for-1 deal.
Oh, we looked after, and we were all told support local.
Yeah, dead right.
Yeah.
Well, they're still sitting there. You never know. You might have to use them at some point, Betty.
Yeah. I think they're old enough now.
Yeah.
That'd be a whole new way.
The coding world has moved on, I think, from that one.
Thanks, Betty. Let us know. 087-711-1038. What is the most unhinged thing you found yourself doing to pass time during lockdown?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It was a tough time.
It was a very tough time.
It's a weird time.
Kira standing by. Hello, Kira. Good morning.
Oh, my God.
Morning.
Kira, what is the most unhinged thing you did in lockdown? I can see those photos, but try and just tell us first.
I turned myself into Tiger King. Well, I actually did a few characters, but that was probably the most
unhinged. Holy Mother of God, Kira. I'm looking at the pictures right now.
You look so convincing as your man Joe. You're obviously a makeup artist, right?
Kira, can we give your makeup page a shout out?
Can we put this up on the Spin Instagram?
No, don't do that. That sounds awful.
Your Instagram page, Kira Kelly Makeup. Oh my God, you are so convincing looking. How long did you put into trying to turn yourself into, what was the second name?
Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic.
Yeah. God love my mom, dad. Like, he used to come downstairs with something different every day.
Carol Baskin.
That's peak lockdown in
that
a minute.
That is lockdown. That's lockdown number one, I think. That's like normal people and Tiger King, wasn't it?
The OG.
Oh, Kira, my God.
Tell me, when you came downstairs, your mum and dad, what else did you come down as? It's not Joe Exotic.
I did like the genie out of Aladdin, like Will Smith's genie.
Love.
Like
ball
blue.
Jack Sparrow.
Oh, Jack Sparrow is a good one.
Yeah.
Kira, well done. Well, like, listen, putting your talents to good use, I'm sure you got many new clients out of that. People saying, she's bloody good, lads.
Yeah.
She sounds like good crack in your house.
I was a hit at Halloween, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Well done, Kira. Thanks a mil.
Thanks so much for the call. See you.
Bye.
Mark was in touch as well.
I bought one of those bug salt gun, and I used to pretend I was Rambo and just go around shooting the fruit flies. I used to, like, hide in corners and stuff like that and shoot the flies. But now I can shoot a grain of sand out of the air.
What? He can shoot a grain of sand out of the air?
Because he's obviously got such good aim.
That's impressive.
Wow, that's
hiding around corners as if they're going to see it.
That's so good. From bugs, yeah? That's amazing. I got it into my head that I wanted to be an artist now as a side hustle. And I started making this colouring book for my niece at the time, and my whole idea was every year now I'll fill like 12 pages of like with kind of photos of stuff that she got up to that year, and then I'll draw it out and then she can colour it. Aww. And then as she gets older she'll like be able to draw within the lines and stuff. But it was one birthday and I haven't done it since. Far too much work.
Yeah, I'd say
that's very
so.
Very cute though.
Lots of hard work. Ray is standing by as well. The most unhinged thing you got up to. What are you saying?
I robbed my neighbour's cat.
What do you mean you robbed your neighbour's cat?
You robbed your neighbour's cat.
Come again.
The catchers arrived one day and just took it upon himself to move in, and they bought him a bed.
Took it upon himself to move in and you bought him a bed. You just needed a bit of comfort during lockdown. If your neighbour's cat showed up and wanted to be a part of your world, you were willing to let that happen,
so
Ray.
You just said, that's grand, that'll keep me entertained anyway.
And did you have your own name for it, Ray?
Yeah, he was called Mittens.
Aww. But was he always called Mittens, or did the next door neighbours have a different name for him?
I don't know what they called him.
So you did come up with your own name for him.
He was your Mittens.
I love that.
Very good. Oh, you got away with it for a while anyway.
Yeah, the neighbours used to, like, if he was in the garden around, the neighbours used to walk by and, like, pick him up and, like, bring him back to their house. But then he'd come back to my house and, like, find us there.
I love this. I think that's, we know fantastic, who he preferred, Ray.
He's like a boomerang.
Yeah.
Or Mittens.
Cheers, Ray. We were asking you the most unhinged thing you got up to during lockdowns. Karen was on.
Myself and my husband, it was our 10-year anniversary, and we had planned a big trip away, just the two of us, for about 4 or 5 days. So instead, what I did was I completely transformed my kitchen with balloons and streamers, and then myself and my husband dressed up. I got back into my wedding dress and my makeup and hair, and he got into his suit. It was one of the hottest days of the year. And we had a little dinner dance in our kitchen, so with all our kids and even our daughter are going to our communion dress. So it was good fun.
That's really cool.
No, stop. I'm
so
looking at the photo she's after sending. That is adorable.
There's literally a cloud of balloons. The house is done to the nines.
That is not unhinged. I think that's just really, really lovely.
That's very hinged.
Very hinged.
Very hinged. Wake up.
You wake. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Hello, 3 minutes after nine, this Tuesday, the 5th of March. Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
The World Indoor Championships for Athletics are on at the moment. You might have seen like some stuff about some Irish runners.
Yeah, I was in the pub on Sunday and it was on the TV. And I was like, what's going on? I love athletics.
Athletics is fun because there's so many different events.
Great.
There's jumping.
The long jump is one of my favourites. Or the high jump.
I like the high jump.
Or do you know the one where they run with the pole?
Yes.
I love
that
one.
The pole vault.
Pole vault.
So they swing up and then and go flying.
And they're back like bent.
That seems dangerous as hell.
Well, a video was going, is doing the rounds on Twitter the last 24 hours of an athlete after she broke the 400 metre indoor world record. And she's a Dutch athlete. And it's not the clip of her like crossing the finish line, but it's a reaction video of her afterwards. And people are saying she sounds like a certain cartoon character. She's very excitable. Have a listen.
How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. You were running so fast. Multiple running in the 50, so I knew I had to go out fast.
Oh my God, it's Mickey Mouse.
This is her real voice. And this is who everybody's comparing her to, Mickey Mouse.
Oh God, there's nothing like that. You can get away with my best pal.
Can we play her again?
Oh, play her again. That's amazing.
They do sound quite similar. I wonder if she wear this though, or is she kind of hating all this today? You know? Anyway.
How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. You were all running so fast, multiple running in the 50, so I knew I had to go out fast.
What do you think, Pluto?
It's also so funny how she's just like, we're running so fast.
I love her.
And breathless as well, kind of takes you up a little notch. And the excitement.
I wonder what she sounds like.
Thrill.
Just like on a normal.
Sounds like she's been pumped with helium is what she sounds like. That's my hair. She ran so fast. It's a lot less weight.
I would love to be as good at something to be like, oh, sorry, I'm not around this week. I'm actually doing the athletics indoor world championships. Imagine.
That'd be cool.
And
that'd be
so ripped as well.
So fit. So brilliant. Right, you are on Spin. It's Emma, Dave, and Aisling. Morning.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Okay. Miley Cyrus. Her career is absolutely flying. She won a Brit the other day. She just won a Grammy. Her career is going from strength to strength. Just released a song with Mark Ronson called Doctor.
Ooh, I didn't know this. Yet. I didn't know any of this.
Is it not called Doctor? What'd you say?
Pharrell. Cool.
Anyway, there's a lot going on with Miley at the moment, but what you might not know is what she's dealing with in her personal and in her family life, okay? And there's so much going on here. The short version is this. Everyone picked sides when her parents split up.
Okay.
As in all of her siblings. Tish and Billy Ray got divorced. No one's really talking to each other. There's so much more. Shall we deep dive?
Please.
Tish is not a name.
Tish. Yeah, you're missing an or in there.
Yeah.
It is Tish. Dish dive? Deep dive?
Let's do it.
We're diving in. Okay, let's start on the Billy Ray side of things first.
I haven't seen him, I think, since the Hannah Montana movie.
Both Miley's mom and Miley's dad have moved on, okay? And when the news broke that Billy made the first, was the kind of the first to make the move for divorce in court, Miley publicly tweeted a few years ago, tagging her dad, "Since your text and email obviously aren't working, would you like to talk on this?"
Oh, God.
I think I remember that.
She called him out massively on a huge public forum.
When was this? A couple of years back, was it?
This was a few years back. Billy Ray and Tish filed for divorce in April of 2022. Not very long after, Billy Ray remarried in October last year to an Australian lady called Fire Rose.
Of course.
Cool. Some Miley fans have speculated that maybe Miley has taken issue with her father marrying someone who isn't even 3 years older than Miley.
Oh, no.
And has a worse name than Tish.
Yeah. But how did Billy Ray meet Fire Rose? Well, it was way back. He met her way back on a Hannah Montana set visit.
Oh.
Wow.
Right. Weird. Now, you might have noticed as well, and I know we were kind of talking about this, Miley Cyrus completely left Billy Ray out of her Grammys acceptance speech.
I noticed that.
It was a huge day for her. It was her first ever Grammy.
My mommy, my sister, my love, my main gaze, because look how good I look. I don't think I forgot anyone, but I might have forgotten underwear. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the fact that she even said, "I don't think I've forgotten anyone."
That's insane.
Like, she really made a point of it. With all of this in mind yesterday when I got this clip, you could see she was like, "I don't think I've forgotten anyone."
But at the same time, see, this is what makes me think, like, Billy Ray definitely did something dirty, because Miley's a good person. Do you know what I mean? I feel like she I feel like she is. I feel like, you know, with the, do you remember the Manchester thing,
like,
and
Miley.
She came out. She, like, I think she actually does a lot of good. And yep. I think she's good for LGBTQ plus.
She's a good
community.
Role model. Like,
she is, I think. Yep. So if she's like angry at him, I definitely feel like he's done something wrong.
Well, listen, that's the Billy Ray side. We haven't even got into Tish yet, okay?
Well, go on, bring
up
Tish there.
Got married as well on the back of this divorce.
What's the dish on Tish?
She married a guy called Dominic Purcell. He used to be in Prison Break, or is in Prison Break. I don't know. I don't watch Prison Break. But when they got married, the internet was quite quick to note that neither Noah, being Miley's little sister, or Brayson were in the bridal party. They weren't really involved. Instead, they seemed to spend the day chilling at Walmart, okay?
Oh.
And this was online at the time of their mother's wedding, wearing Billy Ray Cyrus t-shirts.
Oh my God.
Okay. What?
Now, this is a wild plot twist. Remember I said Venn diagram?
Yeah.
Apparently Dominic Purcell, the guy that Tish married, and Noah had a thing before.
Sorry, so the mother is married to the fella that her daughter used to get with.
Yes. Oh, no.
Allegedly is the key phrase here. A source tells People that Noah was offended by her mother, who's 54, married the Prison Break actor, 54, after her and the singer had previously hooked up.
Oh, my
Noah
God.
Noah and Dominic, quote, were seeing each other in a friends with benefits way, off and on. They stopped seeing each other and then Tish started something up. Tish knew he had been seeing Noah.
Imagine being like I think I'd be so uncomfortable if I was like with someone and I was also with your daughter. That's disgusting.
Isn't that absolutely
What's Tish
and utterly
playing at?
Gross. So
Tish,
apparently,
the silly bitch.
Tish is trying to work out how to effuse this at the moment, apparently, and that's what's going on behind the scenes in the Cyrus house.
And that's what you missed on Glee.
Keep us abreast of those details.
I will.
Who wants a silly story?
Me.
Yeah.
Me.
Okay, well, every so often you obviously come across a story of a person who's doing something absolutely extraordinary. It's always weird as hell as well. Someone who is sticking it to the system, usually described as a lone wolf, a maverick, a genius, a train lover.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a guy in Germany who's living on trains, and I think he's my new hero. I really, really like this. You ever walk into a shop and you're like, I actually don't need that clothes horse or like new appliance or piece of clothing or something like that, and think, wow, I'm a minimalist. I didn't get that. I'm very impressed with myself.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm so low maintenance.
Not compared to Lassie Stolly is his name. This man is honestly brilliant. He has an annual rail pass in Germany, right?
Right.
And he's convinced his parents to let him do this when he decided to move out of the house at the age of 16 years old. He's now been living on a train for over a year and says that he thinks it's the best decision he could have ever made.
I don't understand. He's not getting kicked off at night time or anything.
But this is the thing. Because Germany is a real country, they have trains that go past 10 p.m.
Okay.
It's bizarre.
But also, like, he ends up in a different place every day.
That's exactly correct.
That's kind
of
cool.
He has no home. right? He has the trains are his home, basically. So he takes overnight trains to random places in Germany, usually north at night time. Mm-hmm. And that's when he falls asleep. He buys like a first-class cabin on the train so he can sleep. And then during the day, just gets a normal cabin, sits at the table, does his work because he's a programmer, right?
No,
so he sits there on his laptop the entire time. He has a job, right? So his entire time, he uses the train Wi-Fi. He goes on, he does his work, but while going somewhere else, he wakes up every morning in this like first class cabin, which I don't think is that expensive when you have the annual rail pass, sure. Right? And decides where he's going that day.
That's really exciting.
So he goes, what do I want today? Do I want city break? Do I want maybe go to the seaside? Do I want to maybe go to
seaside
the countryside?
In Germany, quite tricky to find.
I'm pretty sure you can. Is it not?
If
it's
there
not landlocked.
It's a tinge. If there, let's just have a quick
look at that map there. I don't think it's that.
Okay, I know what you're saying anyway. He gets an opportunity to go wherever he wants.
Yeah, there's a giant space up between, you know, the Netherlands and Denmark.
There actually is.
There's a giant space of sea. So
fair
there you
enough.
Go.
So if he wants to go to the sea, he can.
That's it. And the beach, the countryside, wherever he wants to go. He works until he arrives at the location that he wants to go and just goes and explores. He said he's seen all of Germany and he just loves it. How cool is this?
I don't like it.
Why?
I mean, stressing me out.
Like, good for him, but wouldn't be for me. Well, where does he keep his stuff? Does he shower?
He's a minimalist. This is the thing, right?
Yeah. So he smells.
No, I'd say you could. He probably showers in the first class cabin on the train.
Is there showers on the train?
Yeah, and there's a bed as well.
I just don't think you'd sleep well.
No,
I would. Have you never? That's the best time I'd sleep. The amount of times I've nearly missed my train stop because I've fallen asleep on the train. The rocking motion.
Find it soothing.
It sends you straight to sleep. But maybe, okay, it's not sounding ideal at the moment. However, wait till you hear how much he spends a year.
Oh, yes.
So how much he spends. Accommodation, I guess, right?
This is accommodation. This is for food. This is for living. This is everything.
On the train.
This man spends 10 grand a year. 10,000 euro a year. That's it. To live his life.
Are you sure that includes his food now?
That's
because you're going to be eating out. He doesn't have a cooker.
I'm trying to work out my rent is a month multiplied by 12 to see if he's actually getting a deal here or not.
But he could he could go and, you know, maybe there's a kitchen on the train.
Oh, this man distresses me.
Wait, it's minimalist lifestyle.
I wouldn't understand.
I just worked out my monthly rent by 12, which is whatever, less than 10,000.
Exactly. There you go. That's just for rent. That's not bills. That's not food. That's not nothing.
Okay. So he's spending 10 grand his whole life. That isn't a lot of money, I would say.
10 grand a year.
Less than a grand a month.
And he's a programmer as well. So, like, he's earning decent money.
But where's your personal life? Where's your friends? Where's your, you know what I mean?
The train drivers are his friends. The best thing is, apparently it's all entirely legal as well. Callum, good morning.
I've just done a little bit more research on this because this actually fascinates me. I love a little life hack around this. He enjoys breakfasts in the first class lounges on the trains.
Okay.
Wow. So that works, that's breakfast. And then he showers in public swimming pools and leisure centres.
Love that.
This is so stressful.
Fair props to this guy.
Yeah, I think it's cool. He's been doing it over a year anyway, and he's still doing it to this day. So if you're going to Germany, have a look on some trains.
What's his name again?
His name is, I think it's like Lassie Tolly or something like that.
Okay, for Lassie. Lassie, come home.
Seriously, man.
That's what I'd be saying if I was his mom.
He's only 16 as well.
16 years old. Well, 17 now.
It's Casso and Ray's Prada on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I loved her performance of that at the Brits. She did like a medley of a few songs. And for Prada, she did it exactly the way you'd imagine it being performed if you were slowing everything down. It was like, Prada.
I don't know if I'd like that at all.
It was actually really good.
It was lovely, Emma.
Oh, thanks, Aisling.
You sang that very well.
Oh, God. Are you being sarcastic?
No, I actually thought that was very nice.
Thanks, Aisling. Where are we?
Oh, get a room.
Dave just rolled his eyes. We are ankles deep in a new game of one foot in the rave.
That's not that high.
Foot. No, that's because it's only second day.
Okay.
We're only ankles deep. Yesterday we were literally just sole of foot deep. Now we're down to the ankles. Tuesday. This is a game where we play you a tiny snippet of a dance tune. If you don't guess it correctly, each day we will give you a slightly longer clip the next day, but we'll give you a lesser prize. So today we're on 0.4 of a second of a clip. And 8 IMC cinema passes to be won.
I get it.
Why are you
laughing? How many days until I can say the other one? Deep. I'll leave that to Jamie
that
and Shireen, actually.
Fortnite.
Okay, so here's the clip we're dealing with today. and we're trying to figure out what this song is. Let's start with Becky. Becky, how are you?
How are you?
Good, good. Can't complain. Here's the clip. What are you saying, Becky? What song is that?
So I think it's a song called Yabu Diya Batch by Maureet.
Oh yeah, it's Yabu Diya Batch.
Yeah.
Sorry. Did you say it's a Russian song?
Yeah, it's like Russian and Lithuanian.
Oh, how did you come across it?
I was actually watching a TikTok yesterday of Gordon Ramsay dancing to the song.
Oh, no way. Okay, so it's getting big on TikTok. Let's listen again. Can't say we know the song yet. Might be on spin soon if Gordon Ramsay's dancing to it on TikTok.
Yeah,
but
Becky, knowing me and my musicals and my Beyonce-ness, do you think I'm aware of a Russian-Lithuanian song? I'm afraid it's not correct.
Good but guess though, you. Becky. I'm sure many other people thought it was that too.
I'll keep an eye out for it on TikTok.
Give us the song again. What's it called?
Yabu Diya Batch.
Okay, cool. I am looking that up immediately.
Adding it to my playlist. Thank you
very much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, bye, bye. Oh my God, producer Colin works fast. He's already found the song.
Oh,
you're
wow.
Serious?
He's got the
freak.
Song.
I didn't even know how to spell that.
This is the Russian-Lithuanian song that Becky was talking about. That's class.
Do you know it?
Yeah, I do. That's
TikTok.
Good. Yeah.
That is good.
I literally just to find that face planted my keyboard and found the song.
Well done. How are you, Laura?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Have a listen to the clip, Laura. What do you reckon that is?
Bruno Mars. I'm not too sure what the song is, but like I definitely think it's Bruno Mars.
Guess a Bruno Mars song there.
Throw out any Bruno Mars song.
Oh God, you put me on the spot.
As soon as you said Bruno Mars, Laura, I thought Uptown Funk. Just saying, that kind of vibe.
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, do you think Uptown Funk?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's wrong. It's actually no Bruno Mars.
Sorry, Laura. Thanks, Mildo.
Good guess,
no
though.
Problem.
Good guess, Laura.
No.
See you later.
Bye, bye, bye. And good save and not saying the full words.
Can I just say, you can't be coming on and just saying the artist. Because we can't give you anything. You have to guess the song.
God, you're after getting such a stickler for the rules. You used to be cool, Ashley.
You did.
I don't care. I was never cool.
You used to be really nice.
I don't think I was ever cool.
This show is turning into a meanie. Dave, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good, thanks. Here's the clip, Dave. What song do you think that is?
I think it's LMAFO, Party Rock Anthem.
Oh, tune.
LMFAO. Body Rock is in the house tonight. It actually sounds so like it. I can hear what you're thinking, but it's wrong. Damn it, Dave.
Oh, no.
Sorry,
oh,
no. Dave.
So sad.
Good guess, though, Dave. Great name. See you later.
I
didn't realise Dave was on to play and you were like, how are you, Dave? And I was like, I'm fine, thank you.
In your mind.
Yeah, I'm all good.
Like, oh, who's this other Dave? Okay, we roll down to 6 IMC Cinema Passes. Sure, no one cares anymore. What's the point in playing?
6 IMC Cinema Passes. We had a great time. Cinema with 5 friends.
Can we play the Russian song again? Because I like that.
We'll play the Russian song in full.
Okay, 1 second now. That's an absolute
that
jam.
Is a banger.
I love that.
That's the best Russian song since the Russian grannies took the Eurovision. Anyway, do you want to hear tomorrow's clip?
Please. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, you know that. You're guessing
that. Come on.
That. Yeah, you can.
I
you
don't
can
think
hear.
There's any difference with today's clip.
No, you can hear the voice of the person that we know it is.
That me and you know it is.
Yeah.
Go on. Someone's getting that tomorrow. 6 IMC Cinema Passes to be won. Same time tomorrow.
We will do it all over again.
It doesn't sound like the person, though.
Lads, we'll try again tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll get
making
there
it too
day.
Confusing now.
You're on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
After 6 years, it finally returned last night. Celebrity Big Brother.
Wow.
Now, I was looking online and I was having a look at what people were thinking and they were like, Googling these celebrities or so-called celebrities. I'm like, they're never going to be actors. You're not going to get Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston in
like
there.
It's like that though, every celebrity.
It's so stupid.
You only know a handful.
These people need a clout. That's why they're going into the thing in the first place.
Exactly.
But Louis Walsh and Sharon Osbourne are in there, at least for the next week or
that's
so.
That's mad.
Anyway, it is unhinged and it's proper Celebrity Big Brother. It's back tonight from 9 o'clock.
You know, Louis and Sharon up to their usual messing already.
They're just mental and they're unhinged and they're also really like old school Big Brother where they're judgy and they're bitchy and I'm like, give me all of it. Give me every bit of it.
One person that nobody will probably know is a gal called Marisha Wallace.
She's on Broadway, right?
I saw her in Guys and Dolls in January when I went to the West End.
That's
cool. And she's just finished up to go into the Big Brother house.
That's very amazing. Cool. Yeah, so it's actually a really good lineup.
I actually need to catch up. I shall catch up.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.